Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
It's only a manic Monday if you let it be a manic Monday. Thanks for joining me. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad that you're with me today. I'm not going to, you know, go over all being happy and everything like this since we're talking about Kobe's death. There was a murder in Virginia City Highlands yesterday. It's just, it's every time we turn around, it's somebody's dying. It's a fact of life. We don't know how much time we have. We don't get to choose. That's why you need to choose to live at your best every day. And yes, Armstrong and Getty absolutely take every chance that you can to tell the people that you love them. But you know what? You don't have to do that if you show that every day. You know, it's, I look at my dad in hospice and people keep asking me, it's, are you going to go over? And it's like, no. My dad knows that I love him. And right now he doesn't know if I'm there or not. But if something were to suddenly happen to anybody in my life, they know that I love them. By the things that I do, by the things that I say, by the things that I don't say. It's the way that we should be living life. Getting rid of the anger, getting rid of the annoyances. The little things that we just seem to go crazy over nowadays. Why? Is it because we're so worked up and just, we're just waiting to snap? We're frustrated about other things, so it invades our life. It's about family and friends when everything boils down. It's not about how much money you have. It's, you know, that always helps. Money always helps to make things easier. For some, unfortunately, it's the only thing they want in life. But for others, it's a good life. It's to be able to be with family and friends and do the things that you enjoy. Work is just a means to that. If you're working 80 hours a week, maybe it's time to, well, unless you're a farmer, then God bless you. Thank you. We appreciate it. The farmers and the ranchers out there, they work 80 hours a week, if not more, because, well, that's the life they chose, or they were born into it. So much tradition and heritage in those two fields. But for the rest of us, if you're working that much, you should really take a step back and ask yourself why you're doing that. What are you missing out on? And is it really that important? You know, great for Kobe that he realized his body was giving out and he just couldn't do that anymore. He had the money to be able to walk away. But he also saw and he recognized what was important, and that was his family. I know, I'm going to twist this. That is one of the first covenants of communism, and socialism is to separate the family, to not have family dinners anymore, to not have family talks anymore. Because when you separate the family, well, you're able to infiltrate. You're able to take over. And if you don't believe that, what is one of the first things that a gang member will say when you ask them why they joined a gang, why they got involved? Because they were like family. They treated me like family. They listened to me. They cared about me. When you're not getting that at home, you will search for it. When you're not getting encouragement, you will search for it. That's why it's a lot of BS that we're putting so much on kids that we have to make it easier for them in schools. We lower the requirements to graduate. Well, that just puts them in a even worse situation. When you challenge kids, they thrive on that. What do you do when somebody tells you you can't do it? You do it and you prove them wrong. Because we thrive on that challenge. For us to take the country back from the liberals, the left, the progressives, the socialists, whatever you want to call them, it's all the same thing. It's all communism. That just seems like an old word. But if you look at the true definition, it's communism. They have to keep changing the name to freshen up the idea. That's like No Child Left Behind, Common Core. You can go all the way back to the first Bush administration. There's always been programs like this. They just changed the name to freshen it up so you don't think it's the same old BS. That's why we've gotten to where we are. If you've decided to start reading again, I don't have Netflix. I don't have Hulu. I don't have all those other streaming services. I don't care. There's nothing new. There's no show out there that isn't a ripoff of another show. And there's nothing new that I really care about. Why are people so concerned about the drama with The Bachelor or a scripted show like 911, where you see the drama and people in harrowing situations, when you should be focusing on your family? The stories that you see on TV are mimicked from the stories in life. So why not just enjoy your life and start reading again? Start reading with your kids. And then as you read something, explain it. And explain what we've lost. Why you can't burn wood in your wood stove. why you can't eat or drink certain things. Why? There's a whole list of them out there. Because slowly, for the last 50 years, the progressives, the socialists, the left, whatever you want to call them, just keep nipping away at everything, nipping away at your freedoms. It's tragic. It's sad that you lose I don't want to offend any of the basketball lovers out there or anything like that. But remember, you know, the whole rape trial. So he wasn't Mr. Perfect, but he was still a good man and he was a great father. And that's a loss, not only for his family, but for everybody else, especially to be a mentor in the Black community, to be a father. Because so many fathers are just going by the wayside. Think about that. I'm glad you're with me today. It's Monday, the start of a new week. That means it's a fresh start. The left trying to, well, they say he's impeached forever. Yeah, but as we'll find out, probably by the middle or end of this week, that he'll also be acquitted forever. The defense starting for the president. I hope people are paying attention to this because it's just another example of how people are rigging the system against us. But whatever you want to talk about family, you want to talk about the education system, because it's broken. But we have to figure out how to fix it. We can't just complain about it. You have to take the first step to fix it. It's all on you and me. So let's share the ideas. At 884-9910, that's always your number to call, 884-9910, or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. So let's do this, and we'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
Sorry, I just took a bite of my protein bar. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I was just getting into everything I was doing here, and I wasn't paying attention to the time, so I'm sorry about that. I love that we're seeing the real people come out during the real personalities, the real looks during this impeachment sham that's going on right now. And of course, once you get into politics, you got to write a book. Everybody's got their books going. It's the Monica Jay Show. You'll never see a book by that title. 884-9910. But guess who's got a new book? On the horizon. John Bolton, of course. Now, something was leaked from that book that President Trump did link Joe Biden to the frozen money for the Ukraine. And everybody's all concerned that it's about a political rival. I absolutely 100% don't care about that. I don't care if it's a political adversary, an opponent, whatever. To freeze American tax dollars, to look in to if a politician is corrupt at any level, family member, then damn it, do it. If that proves that Biden is corrupt, then do it. Because the voters don't seem to care. They keep voting him in for the last, 50 years? So hold up our taxpayer dollars. I'm totally okay with that. Political rival makes no difference to me. Whatever way you can prove that the person is corrupt, do it. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Speaking of, what do you do if you're not happy with a politician? Well, you recall them. Let's talk a little bit about the recall of the governor, Sisolak. It's Monty. Hi, Monty. How are you doing today? Everything is great because we're finally getting the word on the recall Sisolak petition and when it's going to be coming out and who's been holding it up.
What about the Women's Republican group? Can they be like have an emergency meeting? Because what better people to have in the VA, stop at the fire department, go to the people that can't come and sign this stuff? That's where we're not organized.
You know what? That I met a couple of the leads here in Washoe County, and they've got it down. The people who are going to have the petition have it. They have to sign paperwork. It's getting done. You know who held this all up, Monty?
Who's that?
Secretary of State's office and the legislature. Because of the fact that, see, and I don't get this. This to me is going to turn out to be a farce, because by Sisolak signing the bill that the legislature put through to change the recall process, how many days you have to get signatures, how many, I went back and I looked at the Nevada Constitution. You cannot just do this willy-nilly.
Well, but they are. That's the part that irritates me, as they are, and they're getting away with it.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if the recall Sisolak program jumps through all the hoops, does everything they're supposed to do by what the Secretary of State's office is telling them, which, by the way, they still have not finished the revisions in the manual, which the recall Sisolak program has to wait for. Because until that revision comes out, they can't do anything. Because one of the revisions is, it is up to the county registrar to say if that petition that they're putting in for the county is valid when it's turned in. They can just kick it out. So the Recall Sisolak group is waiting. Stand Up Nevada, they're waiting until all the revisions are done in the manual so they can take it around and say, okay, here's the manual. We did this. Take it. But once they go through all this, Monty, It's still unconstitutional.
I know. But the thing that really concerns me is the people from California are watching us close, because if this works here, they're doing them. And that would really help us out.
Right. And that's the important thing you mentioned right there, is California. They contacted Angela Blass to figure out how this is done, to get Newsom out.
Yep.
There were four other states that went through to recall their governors, and they just pushed it through. They just started getting signatures. They wrote up a petition, started getting signatures, and didn't follow the process, didn't follow what the laws and rules were in their states, and they have all been kicked out.
Yep.
The only recall of a governor that is still going on is California and Sisolak. Yep. And Sisolak, they are doing it by the book. And, which Stand Up Nevada, actually, let me pull this up, has had a blackout of their websites and Facebook pages and no new information, because they don't want anything confused, because February 7th is when they're supposed to get everything finished. So they don't want any misinformation. They don't want anything like that out there. So February 7th, there are going to be a lot of petitions floating around. I'm going to have one personally. I am going to tell you guys everywhere that it can be signed. And it's really nice to see how many people behind the scenes want this done and want it done now. So,
well, it just affects everything about us. They want to recall or take away our rights and stuff. But between Lovelock and Winnemucca, there's some big cats out there. The hunters are being hunted. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to work the fields out there with nothing. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and they're just chipping our rights away. The thing with the odometers. I mean, I got to tell you, I don't travel a lot in Nevada with my semi. I go all over the country. So I guess I need to turn in a bill to them so they can pay the Idaho, the Washington, the California. I mean, I'll just turn it into them. They can pay it.
Well, Monty, that's why we have to take it slow and steady and dot all of our I's and cross all of our T's, because they're gunning for us. Literally.
Exactly.
Monty,
well,
thank you
so much.
Thank you for the call and reminding me to talk about that, because I should be talking about the recall every single day and giving you the updates on it. But, you know, because I'm right there with you. I'm chomping at the bit to get this thing done. So we'll be back after this. Oh,
go ahead.
Go ahead, Monty.
You're good. No, I was going to say, make sure somebody calls a friend, too. That's really, really important, too.
Exactly. So,
all right.
Tell
you,
a friend. Thanks, right. Monty. It's the Monica Jay Show and time for Fox News here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910 or Monica at 991FMTalk.com. I'm going to take a play off of that commercial ad right there. And if somebody is not calling you back, if you're looking for a quote or something, sometimes you should be thankful. Because I actually had numerous calls into Reno Patio and Fireplaces, and they never called me back because we wanted to put a patio cover here at the house. And now watching what's going on with that company in the news and in front of the whole thing, it boggles my mind. I thank my lucky stars we didn't get tied up in any of that, and that they never called us back. So if people aren't calling you back and you want to give them money for a service, move on. Because that might be your first indication that there's a problem. Go with your instincts. You shouldn't have to grovel for people to take your money. Go with the people who want your business, who will be there for you. Just received an email. Mon, thank you so much. This is a good insight, exactly what I'm talking about. Had there been no foreign aid to the Ukraine, etc., we would never have heard any of this. When the U.S. Constitution is not followed, then we end up with the current travesty to impeach the president and all foreign aid immediately. Well, I'm right there with you, Mon. Foreign aid is not one of my favorite things. I get it, but why are we so concerned? If you are in a war, well, I guess these weren't designated wars, but it even goes back to Hiroshima. If you are in a war with someone and you win, why are you paying to rebuild everything and making it better? Again, there's just no consequences for anything. You got into a war with us, we won. Guess what? Fix your own stuff. That's why I love Trump's America first. Our safety, our border first, our health care first. Not illegals, not illegals housing. The money that is spent on refugees, especially during the Obama administration, that people, that the taxpayer has to suck up, even here in Northern Nevada, it should not be we should not be standing for this. Look at everything that followed that phone call that they're trying to impeach. Not only did we find out about Hunter Biden, but we found out that there are a number of other politicians, Pelosi, John Kerry, Mitt Romney, yes, on both sides of the aisle, whose family members, oh, back to Biden, because Biden's brother is big in China. How their family members are getting rich with the influence of your tax dollars. How many people out there lost houses? How many people out there lost jobs? How many people out there lost health insurance? Because they're playing games with your tax dollars. Trump says, you know, in the next few months, once all this nonsense is, well, I guess it's never going to end because the Democrats have already said they can impeach him multiple times and they know he's going to win in 2020, so they're already making plans for that. So it's not going to end. But one of the big things that Trump has said that he wants to bring is a tax cut for the middle class. A good size tax cut. And I say it's about time. Because if your taxes are cut, that means they need to get their house in order, literally, and stop, what do they say, spending money like a drunken sailor? I didn't know drunken sailors spent money like that, but you get the point. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Neil this morning. Neil wants to talk about this week's political events. 884-9910. Hi, Neil.
Hi. The last one was political event. It was on Saturday at the Reno Expansory, and if you heard of this one, it's this last Saturday, and it's a third party convention / libertarian thing.
Mm-hmm.
And another one will be in for your national show. It's Las Vegas on the the 29th of February, and then Austin in May. Of I don't know what day, but it's in May for the national one for the libertarians. If you guys are interested about going to those things.
I appreciate the information for our libertarians out there, Neil, but it's all about Trump for me. So he's done so much for this country. I appreciate people, you know, getting into the political process, which, well, we need more of. Hopefully this whole thing has woken you up. We need good people. We need business people. We need housewives. We need moms and dads. People who feel like they have no business to be in politics, those are the people who should be running for office. We need to remove career politicians. You don't just keep moving around from position to position. These positions aren't stepping stones. You get in, you do a good job, and you go back to your life. You don't go from congressman to senator unless you can do something for this state. Obviously, we need people with experience to run for governor. But this is all on-the-job learning. If somebody says when they're running for office, well, I have the experience, you know what? You shouldn't have that experience. This is what the founding fathers were talking about. You do your civic duty, and then you go back to your family and do your job. That's it. That's what you do. You help out, and then you go back to your life. You don't just sit in there like a monarchy and grow your contact lists, grow your funding or your contributions list. You get in, you get the job done, and then you get out. Let's go to the phone lines at 8810 or 884-9910. I was kind of compressing it there. 884-9910 and check in with Susan this morning. Hi, Susan.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for calling. Okay. What did you want to talk about? Taxpayer dollars?
Okay. Taxpayer dollars that's being wasted to build these mosques and Muslim community that doesn't conform to our way of life. We should be able to opt out, and the politicians should probably start working on commission.
You know, that's interesting.
They don't get a regular salary. They work on commission, and if they don't do the job right, they don't get the money.
I think we should be changing up the way politicians are paid, but that's interesting that you brought that up, Susan. I just was reading a story about how West Virginia, how the white and black community was moved out of a certain area so they could build a large number of housing units for a Muslim community, and they were knocking down a funeral home because that was going to be where the mosque was going to be at. It was something like $28 million from the taxpayers of West Virginia. And if anybody
money
wants
that
to,
we should be use, money should we should be using for our health care, money that they keep raising on us American citizens and the veterans that we need to have for our health care.
Yep. And everything else, you know, not just health care, the education system, everything
right.
that keeps saying that we need money from the American taxpayer. That's what your taxes should already be going for. So,
correct.
Susan, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate your time and your interest in the show. 884-9910. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
That's what we do. We share things here on the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show. And we want to hear from you through our website, too. 991fmtalk.com. If you go there, you can log on to our poll question anytime today and participate. Today's question is, do you plan on attending any of the Lincoln Day Dinner fundraisers? They're in every single county. I'm going to be out in Fallon in March for theirs. I'm going to be in Lyon County in Dayton this Saturday for theirs. Every single weekend, there's a different one. So whatever county you're in, find yours, Douglas, Carson. They're all coming up. It's a great way to have a fundraiser where you can get with like-minded people. Like-minded, not identical. And raise money to get Republicans back into office and back into control. Last week's poll question. Has the FISA court outlived its usefulness? 44% of those participating said yes. 3% said no. 53% should have started in the first place. There you have it. An American citizen being surveilled with two identified false requests to the FISA court for Carter Page. You can insert any name in there. Carter Page, Donald Trump, Monica Jay. It could happen to anybody, any of us. And I think you know that because I'm looking at the poll results. When people live their lives in politics, when people live their lives in the swamp like that, it corrupts. Because you have your climbers. That's all they want to do. They keep climbing and climbing and climbing, and they don't care who they step on to get where they're going. And usually those people being stepped on are you and me. So again, log on 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question, do you plan on attending any of the Lincoln Day Dinner fundraisers? I hope I see you out in Lyon County in Dayton on Saturday. We're going to have a good time. Because that's the most important thing, is having a good time. That's what fundraisers are usually about, having a good time. It's not a good time when the government just takes their fundraising money out of your paycheck or out of any single way that you make money or get money. The lottery, family dying, your business shutting down. I mean, opening a business. I mean, it's just every single thing around you is just a way for the government to get money. Taxes, fees. It's just ridiculous. Because they turn around and they use your money in what they feel is appropriate. You don't even get a say in it. Well, you have a say here because this is your show. Whatever you want to talk about. And unfortunately, I've got something kind of scary in the next half hour when it comes to China and that coronavirus. We'll talk about that next on the Monica Jay Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.